All right. Let me see. Yep, we're doing this. What's going on? It's America Unplugged, the weekend after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody is doing well. What is going on? My name is Billy Ray Valentine, and I'm here with the usual suspects, ladies and gentlemen, the wisest of all the wolves. What's going on, Tony Atterburn? Say what's up to the people.
Great to be here, Billy. Post-Thanksgiving, there's a lot of chemtrails out in front of my office this morning just welcoming me back to the shop.
So beautiful.
Yes. And then, of course, the news headlines we're going to get into, the new Scariant. Can't wait.
I love the smell of...
Billy froze up a little bit.
Yeah. I lost him.
You love the smell of chemtrails in the morning.
I do love the smell of chemtrails in the morning. Don Jeffries, what is going on? The legendary, how are you? Welcome back to your show. What's going on?
Good. Well, the chemtrails have been out at front and center here as well. I always admire them as I'm taking my walk. The only thing I see up in the blue sky a lot of times is the chemtrail. So, and I'm concerned about this African variant as well, because if we weren't scared enough already, man, I mean, this is going to be terrifying. So, just get ready. It's going to be a bumpy night, like Betty Davis said.
You know, that is what Anthony Fauci is saying. He's saying that, hey, this variant could be the real deal. Everybody has to be careful. Lockdowns, everybody get ready for them, is what he's saying. He's saying also that not just him, other people, man, just saying that there's a real possibility that everybody's going to have to get vaccinated again for this thing, because this is different. This is resistant to everything. And it has... Right. It has the worst components of all the variants somehow got into this one. It makes me feel like this is also a chimeric variant at this point, right? Like, I believe that the coronavirus is a chimeric virus, right? That was created in the lab. Even now, the mainstream is talking about it legitly, right? Is saying that, yeah, this is probably a thing that got created in a lab. Hold on for just a second. Boom. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's a thing that's created in a lab or whatever. But, you know, it's just too coincidental that this thing comes out. Right. And according to the mainstream, it has all the worst possible things it could possibly have. It's resistant to everything. And it's coming out of Africa. Now, we spoke about this last week. Right. And we said there's no COVID in Africa. COVID is a thing of the past in Africa. Right. It's not a thing. Right. They walk around, no mask, no distancing, no nothing. All good. After we speak about that, Africa variant. What's going on, Tony Atterburn? What are you thinking about this, man? And Anthony Fauci's having a time of his life. He had the Thanksgiving that he wanted. He's rolling around like a pig in shit right now. Yeah. Tell us what's up.
That's a holiday for war criminals. Yeah, they love this. And, of course, we talked about this last week. Africa doesn't have high amounts of COVID, small amounts of deaths. And we're like, why? You know, why is that? The scientists are baffled. It's because they don't have CNN. They don't have the vaccines. And then 1 week later, boom, and so I start thinking about this, they right on cue, by the way, right on cue, they roll it out. And this is like rebranding. Remember when they rebranded Coke, Coca-Cola to Coke, and Coke is it, right? And they had this new formula. This is all about rebranding. And I think they want to do a Marshall Plan to get vaccines to Africa, because they're the ones, right, that weren't on the list. They escaped this mostly because they live in poorer countries and don't have access to these trillions of dollars flooded in by the central banks to vaccinate the first world and the Western world. Mm-hmm. And so now this is what they're doing, and they're going to roll out the fear and all the rest of it. But, I'm not a scientist. You hear that a lot these days. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a scientist, but I have been studying this for 2 years. One thing that you find about viruses in the wild and natural strains, they don't get stronger.
Right.
They get weaker and then they die out, or they just remain. And, there's new variants sometimes, but it's not anything like this, where they're like, this has all the key markers of the most transmissible, deadliest thing. That doesn't happen in nature. Right. And we're still not holding these Nazi scientists accountable. Like, you get the right talking about it's the Chinese. They made it in the lab. Yeah, they made it with the NIH. They made it with Fauci. They made it with the Operation Paperclip Nazi scientist. It's our government in collusion with them. It's not the Chinese. OK, it's all of these psychopaths working together. And they release these new strains to scare the hell out of you. And this is all this is going to be used for is more propaganda and It's really sad. Just in time for the holidays, right? Just in time, you know, to spoil, you know, those of your family who aren't brainwashed by this and, you know, still want to, you know, socialize with people who are free thinkers. Now they're going to meet. Well, you know, there is that new, they called it the NU variant for a minute, didn't they?
They did. They did for a little bit, but then they realized that the next one was Z, right? Or Z. And they didn't want to piss off Xi Jinping, right? So they're like, you know, we're not doing that. And they skip to, what is it? Omicron.
Just call it the Winnie the Pooh variant and just give it a little wink to Xi Jinping.
You remember the
Mu variant, Billy? That was just out, the MU. And then they just, and I thought, oh, that means made up. And then it went away.
Yeah, I remember.
It
didn't go away. It merged. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched Dragon Ball Z. But all these characters just merge into one super character. That's what happened here. So the Omega variant, the Mu variant, the freaking whatever other variant there was, I don't remember anymore. They all came together to create this new variant. Hold on. What's it called? Let me see. Where the hell is that name? It's a Greek letter that they skipped to. How come I lost it? Omicron, right?
Omicron.
The Omicron variant.
It's also a new Transformer.
Omicron. Omicron.
So before we go to Don, I just have to ask the question. Who is the Don Draper of making up new variant names? When they do the branding for the New World Order, I mean, and they're like at Lizard Base One. I wonder who the Don Draper is of the marketing for this. You know, like, wait, we'll wait till right after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and we release Omicron. We can't call it the new variant because it's new, but people won't get that. It's plus we just had Mu.
Right.
I mean, that went away. That was supposed to be like, it's like they were testing. They're doing probes. I'm just so sick of this, man. And people, and it's so the vaccine thing with, I don't know when we lost all common sense and ties to reality, but no one ever asked in the history of ever, like, is that person vaccinated? Because they had their vaccine, but now that's all the rage, right? You got to join the cult. Get your Trump juice.
Right. Trump juice, put it in my veins. Super variant vax resistant. More shots. These are the headlines on Drudge right now. Discovery to global alarm in 48 hours. Worst ever mutation emerged in an HIV patient with a question mark. Right. UK reports cases as Europe worries worsen. It keeps, you know, and US restricts travel to 8 African sub-Saharan countries, ladies and gents. This is what we have to look forward to. It is the real deal. Oh, and of course, here in New York City, because we're the trendsetters, you know, we lead the way, we pave the way for tyranny. New York, already the governor here, our hellspawn. Declares a state of emergency for no fucking reason, but that's what they're doing. Okay, Don Jeffries, what are you thinking? The new variant that's coming up, man, everybody's losing their freaking minds about it. At least that's the way the mainstream is making it out to be. The lead headline on Drudge is Omicron panic. That's what it is, and with a big stay safe sign. This is what they're trying to push. They're trying to scare the shit out of people. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, if I had one of those, I'm convinced. I used to joke that the government employs people that make up these jokes that you see every time. There's like, it used to be like when the Challenger blew up or things like that. Like within hours, all across the country, everybody would be telling the same stupid joke that I was saying. You know, somebody in the government is making this up and somehow they transmitted things like that or new popular sayings. So I think there's somebody that's employed. Obviously, somebody makes up the intelligence operation name, military operations, operation this and that. You know, going back to what Tony mentioned, Operation Paperclip, things like that. Somebody makes these names up, right? So I think maybe they have somebody employed the same way to make these variant names up. But they're really dropping the ball because, you know, new NU, that was really, even for a dumbed-down idiocracy we have in America, that's really a little too simplistic. But Omicron, that's going to be too complex for the dumbed-down American public. So, but I think at this point, they could literally name it, this is a fake variant, and people would still believe it. I mean, that's how stupid they are.
It's a fake variant.
Yeah, it's a fake variant. Fake variant's awful. You know? This is we've gone so far beyond any kind of real or imagined science, and so it's so laughable they're still talking about the science. this is, you know, again, it's called, like, and nobody's talking about this but me. It's called COVID-19 because it was the 2019 strain of the yearly coronavirus, which has been around forever. It's basically variations of a common cold. Some are worse than others. That's why the flu kills more people. And you know, the flu killed 80,000 people not that long ago in 1 year. It happens. So sometimes the variants worse than others, but there's never been, you know, a strain like this. And the fact that it never burned out in the summer, like all other viruses do, according to science, and we don't know what, we're beyond science there, because this didn't burn out at all. It kind of, it went down a little bit, subsided, and it came back and back and back, like Friday the 13th movie. So now we're on part 13 or something. But I keep asking, what happened to COVID-20? Because come 2020, fall of 2020, you're supposed to see the new corona strain. Guess it's just, COVID-19 won't let it in. And we should have COVID-21 by now. What happened to COVID-21? Well, nobody's asking that. COVID-19.
Just naming them differently.
It's perpetual. Yeah, maybe.
It didn't get the green light.
It didn't get the green light. And they're just, so now they've decided, they're just going to, and I see it within my own family. Once they start talking about a new variant, I have new restrictions on, you know, not being able to see my sister because of her kids. So I know that this is the way it's going to work. And I know once they start the fear ratchet, I mean, you know, they're sitting there and might as well be plugged in CNN and, you know, MSNBC and these awful, you know, state propaganda outlets. And they're just filling them with such nonsense. And they've turned, even for modern day Americans, you know, I mean, there's more logical thinking when you're trying to debate them on 9/11 or the JFK assassination. They are so, their minds are so closed on this. They have no concept at all. You're getting, what kind of vaccine do you have to keep getting vaccinated for? I mean, what kind of disease has never happened in the history of the world? You've already had like three or four in 1 year, I guess, with your booster shots. I mean, this is unprecedented. It's not science. And now they're just telling you the new variants come to you. And of course, the most telling point here is that they admit everything else, they admit there's no test for any of these variants. So whatever this new variant is out of Africa, they can't test for it. So how can they possibly identify it and protect you from it? They can't. But it doesn't matter. All they have to do is say, so just take this, you know, this new vaccine that we've changed and, you know, made to order for something that we can't test for. So how can we know the specific test? But again, this has been the case from the very beginning. They've been telling you out there what they're doing. They're telling you they're instructing hospitals to list causes of death from COVID, putting people on ventilators. All this is, you know, financial incentives for this. Everybody, I mean, you should know this. It doesn't matter. And of course, as Tony pointed out, never before would anybody ask if anybody else had been vaccinated when they had been. But that, you know, they kind of paved the way for this a few years back when they started talking about the measles vaccines. And a lot of us said at the same time, well, you know, wait a minute. If you got your vaccine, what do you care if my kid hasn't had his vaccine? That's the first time you ever saw that kind of lie or illogic. And if you remember, of course, Donald Trump has always stepped forward and said, get the shots. They've got to get the shots and everything. So sending another early warning signal that he's not on your side, folks. He's telling you to get the shot. So, but we're still sitting, and I was even looking at Fox News. I watched a little bit yesterday. You know, I usually check out Tucker Carlson. He didn't really have a show, but I noticed that I turned it off when I saw they started having reports about this variant. I said, they're all the same. They're all treating this thing seriously. Nobody's treating it skeptically. Nobody's concentrating on, you can't test for it. How can you identify something? You might as well say this is the boogeyman strain. You can't identify it, so how can you claim it exists? I mean, they make fun of us, the people that believe in God, that you're imaginary man in the sky. Well, this you're at the same level here. This is a matter of faith for you because you can't prove this thing exists. This is a deadly strain. Well, how do we know that? And what I understand, there was an article actually in the UK Daily Mail. I think it was in South African. I think it was a doctor or health minister had you know, stepped up and made a great statement and said, this is a wild overreaction. I think all the cases we've seen so far, she said, have been very mild. So where is the hysteria coming from? But this has been the reality from the beginning. And I also wonder, you know, can this possibly be timed to coincide with Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s book about Fauci, which is the number one book in America now? Is this designed also to try to take some of that sting off that people are reading this? And now Fauci's going to be a hero again for protecting us from this new African variant? Yeah.
I don't know. I think less people are buying into this than before. I don't know if I'm right. Maybe it's just, I have to see this and feel it out and see what's going on here. But I think people are less scared than they were before, like when they hear something about, and that's not to say that people aren't going to lose their mind, because definitely that's going to happen and is happening. But I just think there are less people that subscribe to these ideas at this point. I think there's a lot of people that are thinking, what are the odds of this shit? Right. And then it's never happened before in freaking nature. Right. So how is this happening? And why do you want me to get another shot? You know, I think people are getting frustrated. See, I don't want to say that they're overplaying their hand or they've done this and they've done that, because ultimately these people war game everything. These people are not stupid. They didn't get to this point in time, you know, without knowing exactly what they were doing. So I'm not going to say they've overplayed their hand and we're going to, you know, come out on top. I mean, we might come out on top, but I think this is all by design, and we need to realize what that design is. We need to try to figure out why they're doing this the way they're doing it. You know, they've changed the game on us several times here. And now with this new variant coming out of Africa, they're telling everybody they got to get vaccinated again. Hold on. I had an article here that and we never got to spoil it. I never got to speak about it, period. Did I just erase it? I think I just erased it. Anyway, Pfizer and Moderna I think they just mentioned Pfizer and Moderna making $1,000 a minute profit. Profit. $1,000 a minute. Okay, like this is just insanity at this point. And the evolution, I mean, the definition of a fully vaccinated keeps changing on us. You know, it just continues to evolve. Like, it's the perfect example for Darwin. It's incredible. You know, it just continues to change and change and change. And so now what are they going to tell us? You know, this new variant is so potent that you guys need to get vaccinated again. And they'll have the new vaccine in 100 days. That's what they're saying. We'll have the new vaccine. How did they know? How did they know that this strain was going to pop up in Africa? How did they know to get started? Because, I mean, we're just popping up with vaccines in 100 days now. It's 8 months. Now it's 100 days. Hey, let's come up with one for Ebola. How about that? Quick, boom, 100 days. Let's do it. Come on, right? The diabetes vaccine. Bring it to the South Bronx. 100 days. I want to see it happen. But with this, no one questions shit. But people are starting to, I think. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Well, it's slow, you know, and I think of the word safety. I'm a big fan of the English language. Words have power.
I believe,
The word safety, I think we might start looking at having it executed. I don't like the word safety anymore. When I look at stay safe, it seems evil to me. And, you know, Douglas MacArthur said there is no safety on this earth, only opportunity. I don't like that word being thrown around because, it, to me, it's slavery. It's lockdowns, it's control, it's mind control. There's lots of things coming up. You got 2022, there's elections coming up in the U.S., midterms, but you also have other elections across the globe. You know, before all this kicked off, there was a big movement for nationalism, ethno-nationalism, people wanting to break into smaller countries, smaller sovereign units. This is happening in Spain, the Hong Kongers, all that went away. But that was a natural, I think, direction that society was going in, and they tried to divert that. I think that was a big part of this plan for, you know, one world government, for no borders, you know, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. That's being a big part of this and part of this mind control and psychological operation. But I think this is the lead up. I mean, they're going to be running all sorts of multiple ops in 2022 and further, you know, as they try to, herd us. I mean, because that's what we are to them. We're cattle, you know, we're the sheeple, because we keep putting up with this. I mean, again, I don't know if did you see the cognitive dissonance, you have to have the the double speak. Did you see the video that Ryan Long put together? I can probably pull it up if you want me to, guys. There's a, he says, I hate big pharma except for Pfizer. Did anybody see
this? Oh, you sent me that. That was dope. Yeah.
You want me to pull it up? I can let the audience see. Just give me a second. I'll pull it up real quick.
Nah. I remember seeing that. And now for all intents and purposes, we're calling Pfizer Skeletor. That's the new name of Pfizer. It is Skeletor. But I can't believe what's going on. You know, I when I woke up yesterday, because yesterday is when this stuff broke, I woke up and I'm like, oh, here we freaking go again. Oh, you got it up?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
Look at the chemtrails. I see the chemtrails in the morning.
All right, hold on.
Critical companies, except for Pfizer. You know, I did go to Occupy Wall Street. Now I'm a little more concerned with occupying a space in my tattoo sleeve with my new Pfizer tat.
Pfizer?
You?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched the Martin Shkreli doc and it pissed me off what he did raising those prices. What an ethical company does is take money from the government to make the product, have the government force people to buy the product, get the government to pay for your commercials, then print money to subsidize it. If you asked me a couple of years ago, I wouldn't have thought that I'd be wearing a big pharmaceutical company's t-shirt, but you know, Pfizer's just different. You know what I mean? They're not like other companies. So they had to play a couple dollars back in the day for fraudulent marketing. Yeah, it's called faking it till you make it. Obviously their haters are coming out of the woodworks now that they're on top. Yeah, my pronouns are Pfizer. I'd say about 50% of my identity is that I hate pharmaceutical companies and 50% of my identity is that I love Pfizer. Maybe I'd get Pfizer shaved in my head, sort of like black guys do with Nike. Do not get me started on fast food corporations unless you got a minute. Companies like McDonald's won't even pay people a living wage. You know, whereas a real company like You-Know-Who paid some of their employees, like Alan Borla, about $21 million last year. So yeah, take notes, McDonald's. $21 million for one employee. They didn't have to do that. You a Pfizer guy or?
Yeah, I already got Pfizer, man. Yeah.
Pfizer?
I got the booster too.
Are you going to get a second or third booster or just the one?
No, I'm going to continue to roll up.
Might do the shot. Fourth? I'm hoping to get to five.
Yeah.
Respect, bro. I'm sort of like a feel the burn guy, and I know Bernie Sanders said we need to end the greed of big pharma, and I do agree with them that we need to end the greed of 99.9999999% of big pharma. You know, the big banks, they're against you. If they had any of your own interest at heart, the S&P 500 would just be Pfizer 500 times. Pfizer should team up with Nike, who I hate, to make a sneaker. Bezos! Yeah, the only way that I would be caught dead with a Tesla is if Pfizer acquired the company. 10 things big pharma doesn't want you to know. I mean, I'll post this after I scan through it to make sure there's nothing derogatory with my guys in there. Yeah, I wish the CEO of Goldman Sachs was right here right now. It's throw hands. I just retweeted an article about why big pharma's bad and then put Pfizer's logo in my Twitter handle.
we got to get that the Pfizer five, you know, the fives are coming out next week. Let's stand in line and go get it, you know, like Nike sneakers, you know, like that's a really good parallel, right? Because you know how Nike puts out like 8,000. I mean, I don't know how many Jordans are out now or whatever and all that other shit. But yeah, man, let's line up and get the newest Pfizer vaccine. You know, if I'm going to get a vaccine, just to be completely transparent, I'm getting Pfizer. I mean, come on. It's hands down. You got to get the Pfizer vaccine,
it's
right?
Cadillac, right?
Exactly, right? It's the Cadillac.
It's the Cadillac of spike protein gene injection,
that's right?
And I wouldn't be caught dead with anything else.
I don't often get vaccines, but when I do, I get Pfizer.
Right.
That's right. You don't want anything like AstraZeneca.
No, hell no.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, right?
I don't always get vaccines. But when I do, I get Pfizer. Those eggies. No, but yeah, man. This is where we're headed, man. It's incredible. I'm glad videos like that are being made, right? There was the other one about Elmo, right? The Elmo video by the Babylon Bee. That was dope. You know, and there are a lot of people that, and this is crossing over, they're getting millions and millions of views. You know, this is a thing. And YouTube is suppressing some of that, you know, and the mainstream media is certainly suppressing some of that. They don't want anybody to know that people are actually, you know, feel some type of way and they can see it. They put on the day live glasses. They can see. They're like, I see what's going on. You know, they may not know exactly what to do, but they see what's going on and people are trying to actively suppress it regardless. This is the new play. This new African variant, they're making a big push with it. Let's see if it fades out just like Mu, right? I mean, that's possible, right? It could just go away and people just forget about it because everybody else forgot all the other shit, right? But are they going to make a big push, Tone? I want your thoughts on this. Are they going to make a big push with this one? Do you think they're going to try to revaccinate the world? Go ahead, man.
It's more likely than not. Mm. I mean, you got this coming at the end of the year. going into 2022. What's in the headlines now? You got the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, right? What's her name?
Ghislaine Maxwell,
Epstein's partner, the madam.
Right.
And you have that going on. You have midterms coming up. You've got high gasoline prices, massive inflation. A Dollar Tree is now $1.25. I covered this earlier. I mean, we're looking at a lot of need to cover up some real issues. Now, what they could do, you know, is bring this out. And what I think we'll eventually see is that they'll say this is so deadly, it's so transmissible that you don't even know it, and you won't know it till it's too late. Like it's like something really fake. It'll be over the top. And I think that's what they're like. Oh, you'll just wake up and then, you know, you'll have to be in the hospital. You won't even know it's coming. You don't even know how to quarantine. They'll just start making it up. And I think they'll drive a lot of people into psychosis. But this is, look, again, I don't know, but how many times have they run this simulation this year? You've had many of the variants, right? And you have the Delta variant, which is kind of the stable one. That was to show that the vaccine doesn't work, but you still should get it because there's these strains, and the vaccine will help you not die from these new strains, even though the vaccines are causing the variants, right? I mean, you have Nobel Prize laureates coming out of Switzerland in May. I sent that to my doctor because he asked me about it. And he's like, do you know anything about the vaccines causing variants? Yes, I have articles on that, and send it to him. And there's like, this is because it's reacting with these spike proteins, because this is not a vaccine, it's gene therapy. And so there is a case to be made that, you know, you see these high areas of vaccination, like in Israel or like in the United States, and they keep coming up with these new variants. And then, of course, Africa doesn't have any. It doesn't have, I mean, it's not, they said we're over COVID. You read that last week. You know, this is some of the quotes from people. So they have to roll it out. Probably 50-50, Billy. I mean, they've run this simulation a few times. I mean, even the Mu variant made a lot of headlines. I mean, it was all over the front page of Drudge. The Mu variants here, more deadly, more transmissible. I don't hear anything about it.
Nothing.
So I don't know that they got panic next to the Omicron. it's possible.
Yeah, Don Jeffries, what are you thinking here, man? Like Tony just said, you know, like, the Mu variant, it was the same thing. I think we even covered it on the show, like when it was up on Drudge, and it's the same thing, all craziness, the cats and dogs living together, the whole deal, right? And now it's this thing, you know. Even though this one seems like they're making a little bit of a stronger push, right? But let's see what develops at the end of it. It might just go away, or this might be the catalyst to new and, you know, more profitable vaccines for Pfizer, right? What's up?
Well, you know, I think we've never experienced it. Yeah, can you hear me? I can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, because it's for some reason I got booted out for. Okay, yeah, I was booted out for a little bit, but then I got back in. But, the world's never seen anything like, you know, before we talk about other than the constant corruption, we've never seen this kind of period of. I don't know what you would even call it, but it's basically, it plays into, I certainly believe it looks like the end times. I think most people are thinking that this is something is definitely, there's a doomsday feeling all around, because this is the only thing you can compare it to is war, but this is not, and I think basically what we're seeing is World War III. This is, World War III is here. It's just, it's the elite versus the people all over the world. The governments are, this is the way they've met the enemy, and it's us. And this is just nonstop. So it's just one attack after another. So I look at these variants as just another assault. Shutdowns is an assault. Mandates an assault. It's happening all over. It's relentless, because it never ceases, especially 2021. We thought 2020 was so bad, but 2020 had a few ebbs and flows, you know, kind of stopped for a little bit and things look okay, it's finally coming back to normal. But 2021 has been boom, especially since the vaccines were introduced, which made the lockdowns and mandates seem child's play in comparison to social distancing. Once they introduced this crazy vaccine into the mix, that's when you got, you know, families not wanting to get together and demonizing those who weren't vaccinated. And we've never seen anything like this. And I hope you guys, can you guys still see me? The video is completely gone.
No,
you guys still hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still see you, Don.
No, I can see. Okay, okay, good. Okay, good. I guess it's on my end. But so again, I think World War III is here, and I think this is it. We always thought it was going to be something else, and Tony was exactly right earlier when he was talking about the right. I hate the way Fox News and certainly Republican candidates, certainly Trump, will demonize China. You know, I'm not a fan of China, and I don't want it to emulate that kind of society that has, you know, just, you know, works people to death and pays them nothing, and it's incredible authoritarianism. But to blame this on China is ridiculous, because the whole world is falling too. So even if China did introduce something out there, you're buying into the myth that it's this unprecedented deadly vaccine, deadly thing, when it's not. We know that they attributed all kinds of deaths to it that wasn't from that. So this is not anything, you know. That's why I get upset when people on the right start talking about, oh, China did this out of the lab. Well, what, even if they did that, that doesn't, you know, explain or excuse what we've done and other countries. Look at Australia. Why Australia is just, David Knight plays a lot of those clips from those people down there. And I think they're the people in charge of Australia are even more tyrannical than what we have now, which is amazing to consider. But the people in Victoria, Australia, I mean, that just, it's just mind-numbing the way they, I mean, they're getting to the point where you can't leave the house in some areas there. And maybe that's coming here in America, but I do hold out hope that some of the people, because you're getting more and more people, and Aaron Rodgers is the first white athlete to do with some of the other black athletes. He is getting old. You see, he held like a press conference yesterday about his toe. And he was upset because basically they tried to blame some mysterious toe injury on caught him not getting a vaccine. And he you can tell he's ridiculing it. And so I think the more and more of these, because he like showed his toe and everything, saying this is ridiculous. So when we start seeing more, because people, you know, still emulate celebrities. So if you get more and more celebrities that people admire to say how, because people are listening to the crazy celebrities tell them to get vaccinated. So if we get people that may be in the public eye, because we're obviously not going to get any politicians, the best you have are the Republicans who are blaming Biden and and China, but they're not really questioning the entire purpose behind it. What does this mean? We can't test for a variant, so we're going to have a deadly vaccine. So I predict the right's response to this would be maybe that Biden dropped the ball. He didn't see the African variant coming or something. I mean, there's just nobody out there talking sense about it, but we – Americans really need to, the ones that are still able to think. And if I do have my relatives over for Christmas, if they come, I'm debating on whether or not to try to see, you give them a talk and say, look, this isn't science, right? But I'm thinking, well, that'll completely ruin the season. And then probably they'll never talk to me again. But that's what I want. I just want to shake these people and say, look at what you're believing. This is ridiculous. You're getting multiple vaccines for the same thing, and now you're getting vaccines for things they can't even test for. But I really think that whether you look at it from a Christian point of view, that this era has a feeling. It's what I used to fear as a Catholic kid. Catholics used to talk so much about the end of the world. You'll see signs in the sky and the moon will look different and all that stuff. And I used to have dreams about that. I was terrified at that prospect. But I think it's coming true. I think this may be the end times, because it's complete madness. And at least with all the other conspiracies and things I write about in history, there was always some kind of sanity behind it. And they would kind of pull back and have a little period of normalcy. That we're not getting that. This is 2 years of absolute madness, and it's getting, you know, crazier by the day. So I have to think that there's something that, and as I said before, the corruption we have at this point, there's no human solution to it. You can't, when you look at that kind of tyranny you're seeing all over the place, school boards on up, you need a supernatural answer to that. That's where God comes in. And I think that's where we really need our faith.
You know, I think even if, you know, wherever you stand, whether, you know, you think this thing is real or not, if it's detectable or not, I think it is, you know, detectable at the very least. But the fact that they're pushing for people to get revaccinated is my biggest concern of this whole deal. You know, they want this again, to do it again, and they're going to change, you know, everything you did before doesn't matter at this point if they want to pull this off, you know, and they're going to continue to push the envelope. It's like a guy who beats on his wife. He's going to continue to beat on his wife. He's not going to stop. You know, he gets away with it once, he'll do it a second time, and then he'll do it a third time. And this is how I feel what's being done to us, man. Like, you know, it was the mask initially 6 feet apart, right? Then it was, you know, once you get the vaccine, everything will be fine. Get the vaccine, you know, then you have to wear the mask and 6 feet apart along with getting the vaccine. Then, you know, it's the booster shot because that'll save you. You know, then you get the booster shot and you got to get the mask and the vaccine and 6 feet apart. Then you got to get another booster shot. You know, you got to do the whole deal. And now they're asking for a whole new vaccine for a totally different variant that came up out of the freaking blue. And in 100 days, they will have a vaccine for it. What's the end game, Tom? What are they trying to do here, man? I honestly don't know. I am as confused as I've ever been. Trying to figure out what the deal is here. You know, all I know is that they want the world vaccinated, but they already kind of got that in some parts or whatever. For the most part, I guess they want 99.9%, but now they're switching it up and giving, is this what it is ultimately? They want people to get scared as hell for everybody to get vaccinated. Because I figure if they wanted people to get scared as hell, all they have to do is release something serious and have people dropping dead in the streets. Right. And then people will be running to get these vaccines. It's not happening because people don't see things like that. What's the end game here?
Well, I think you look at things like Agenda 2030, the United Nations, or the Great Reset through Davos and the World Economic Forum. The word sustainability comes up a lot. Now, they have goals. They write them down. You know, a goal not written down is just a wish. The elites write it down. They tell you what they're going to do. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. We talk about Build Back Better. That's an international term out of Davos, out of the World Economic Forum. That's a slogan that all these world leaders use, all these meat puppets and automatons that work for the New World Order. They all say the same thing, right? They're all on the same page. We're not on the same page yet as the average person, right? As the people who fight the wars and pay the taxes, who do all the work, who keep the lights on. We're all discombobulated. We're all divided on purpose, right? Don's exactly right. This is a worldwide war. It's not a war like you've ever seen before. It's of the mind, right? It's psychological. It's spiritual warfare. They're trying to take away everything that makes us special so we don't fight back, so we don't have any sort of resistance to what they want to do. And in my opinion, this is complete conjecture over everything that I've read and I've studied. The one constant in all of this, if you look at that Ryan Long video, and then you look at the people on the left and the people on the right, they all cuck to the corporations, all of them, right? They love the things that are made by the corporations. You know, you get these Antifa types and the Marxists, they love their iPhone, right? They love it. They love this slave labor made thing that they have, right? And look, you can own an iPhone. I'm not talking bad about you, but that's what you see, the disconnect there. But the same thing on the right. The right says, we want free markets. We want all this stuff. And then you're like, well, these corporations are locking you down. They're taking market share. They're monopolists. They're like, yeah, but they're corporations. They're good. So whether you're on the right or on the left, the one constant is the corporations. And I believe that the richest people in the world, the elite of the elite, decided that this was the time that they're going to destroy any competition. That they're not going to have to compete anymore, that this is the end of history for them. I think they want to kick the ladder over, make sure nobody can ever compete again, get in your pod and eat your bugs, according to Klaus Schwab, right? Go into your World Economic Forum mega city, Google-controlled smart city. That's what they want, right? Sustainability, and they want no more competition forever, right? That's what I think this is all about. And you can put China in the mix, and I don't know exactly where they fit in here, but they're not the complete boogeyman here. They might be working in conjunction with people like Fauci and the rest and the NIH, but this is, in my opinion, and based off of our research, they're trying to remake the world in a corporate image, not a good corporate image, but a slavery type system of top-down control. And they want to be the last people with any access to wealth or to privilege or to anything else. And they want to make sure that their ilk and their kind are the ones that are left standing, in my opinion.
Damn. I got you, brother. And this is all just a matter of opinion at this point, because nobody really knows what's going on. You know, and I've been trying to work it out in my mind with this thing, right? And the more I come to the realization that this was a chimeric virus that came out of a lab, the more I'm trying to understand what it's going to do to us moving forward, right? Right now, it's not, you know, we don't see anything, but how many people have come in contact with this thing? It's inside our bodies. What's going to happen later on? You know, what's going to happen later on with this thing? And then with the vaccine, either way, I think we're going to be screwed here. Either it's going to be with this thing or it's going to be with the vaccine. But either way, something is going to affect us adversely later on moving forward, in my opinion. You know, like I think this is why they went nuts. I think that they're trying to figure this out. They were like, shit, this thing leaked and it wasn't supposed to leak, you know. And, you know, it was a gain of function experiment. And this is open. They've been doing this for quite some time. And they didn't know how it was going to affect people. And now they're just, they took it and ran with it now. Now they're like, hey, we can pass our agendas. We can do what we wanted to do because of this thing. And they've taken it and ran with it. But I think this fundamentally changes humanity forever. You know, the vaccines will. And if the vaccine doesn't do it, the virus itself might. I don't know. This is something that's not natural. This is not. And the human body is very resilient. You know, so, you know, God made the design in a way that we can always bounce back from all of this. So there is that. But I think this is that's what I'm thinking. I could change my mind about this tomorrow. But really, like, it's just baffling to me, because they already got all the money. If they're making all this money, right, they already have a lot of the control. Maybe they want a little bit more. But I just don't know where to go with this, man. I just don't know. Don, we're going to give you the last words and we're getting out of here.
Yeah, well, I said that in the very beginning. What we were talking about, you remember one of the first times we talked about it, we both thought that they had overplayed their hand when they first started this. I said, you know, they're cutting out sports and movies and all this stuff. They gone too far. Well, obviously, we were wrong, because they didn't overplay their hand and they just keep ratcheting it. But I said then, and I really say, no, I don't know what the end game is. Now, we know, I don't know what they're, because they have ultimate power. They've proven that the vast majority of people are going to listen to anything they say. Like I said, I'm serious. If they name the next variant, this is a fake variant, literally. The people that are believing this would not bat an eye. I've said before, if they held stage shootings and fake shootings, they could have the people winking at the camera and saying, you know, I'm the hacker. This is all fake. I'm getting paid. It wouldn't matter. That's how dumbed down and brainwashed the majority of people are. But the only thing, the next step that they have to take, and I hope they don't take it, but we do know the eugenicists. We do know they fantasize about millions and millions of people dying. So that's why a lot of the shootings that, you know, have hoax elements and something like this, we call it a plandemic. The other side says, well, you know, why wouldn't they kill people? And I have no answer for that. I don't know. Because they certainly don't mind killing people. But so the next step would be for them to actually kill millions. And that could happen. I hope it doesn't. And both sides could have an answer for it. Because our side that doesn't believe, we would just say it was the vaccinations that killed people. And already you have people like that are saying that. And of course, the other side was saying it was COVID and the unvaccinated caused it because they didn't listen. So there would be an explanation on either side. I hope it doesn't happen. And some people are already saying, you know, some people are claiming the death rate is dramatically up across the board. I can't find any stats on that. I don't know. And that people are, so many more people are dying. I don't know. I haven't seen it. It's either Billy Ray. But I just know, judging by the past of all these people, I write about history, they never have any good, you know, they never have any good things planned for us ever. So they don't have any altruistic motive. So whatever is going on here about the, you know, it can't be that they're coming at it from any kind of morality. That's why the biggest joke of all that I try to tell people is to think they care about your health is the biggest joke of all, because they're eugenicists. They want most of us to die. And so they have no respect for us. They don't even consider us at their level. We're not the fittest. We don't measure up to the survival of the fittest. So people need to keep that in mind. But I don't know. Maybe they'll just continue the game longer. But I don't know that things are ever going to get back to normal here, because it's been 2 years now. And I don't see, you know, the new variants and We just have to hope we don't take the next step and go to where Australia is, or like I said, God forbid that they actually do start having millions of people die for whatever reason, and there'll probably be different explanations for it.
That's it. That's it, ladies and gents. It's America Unplugged. We're taking off for the week. Tony Atterburn, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at Atterburn.news or AmericaUnplugged.com.
Right. Don Jeffries, what's up?
Well, you can find me tonight. I'll be talking about a much lighter subject, my new book on borrowed fame, money, mysteries, and corruption in entertainment. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM. So that's my biggest forum, 8-10 million listeners. So I'll be on there from 1 to 3 a.m. Eastern. So it's actually tomorrow morning, 1 to 3 a.m. So if you're up late, listen in there. We'll talk about a lot of kind of a lighter topic than this. And I do try to talk about shows, whatever I can, so I can try to take my mind off the craziness. But you can find me at DonaldJeffries.news, DonaldJeffries.media. And again, you can listen.
Okay. Well, the new Omicron variant is going to take center stage. So you can talk about that as, you know, as showbiz, because here we go. It's the most famous thing going on right now. All right, man, let's take it easy. Listen, everybody be safe. All right. Let's keep our eyes open and our ears open as usual and see what develops with this thing. If things are getting really serious, man, hopefully they don't try to revaccinate the population. Right. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe they do. And maybe people wake up as a result of it. You know, maybe sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. You know, that's it. So let's see what develops. Let's leave it in God's hands and let's stay vigilant, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. This is America Unplugged. You guys take it easy. Hopefully we'll see you next week, Lord willing. That's it. We out. What's up, Tom? I see you. What you got to say?
I'll be filling for the great David Knight all next week. So anywhere David Knight, the David Knight show.com, and you can find all the links, but I'll be filling in for David Knight. So we'll look forward to that. You guys will both be on.
Fantastic. Be very, very quiet. We're hunting for wabbits. All right. We're getting up out of here. Bye.